Welcome to Love You Most. I've started like filming or recording or whatever these episodes literally the day before they go live. And it's not even because I just want to be like fresh, which it is that. And it's kind of like exciting that you guys are getting, I don't know, me and like getting these chats less than 24 hours before like they go live. You're going to get to hear just like all the new things that are going on and like my thoughts and stuff. And it's not like a week old, but it's really because life has been busy. And I feel like so often when life is busy and hectic and wild, it feels like our life isn't all that we want it to be, or it can't be all that we want it to be. And so this episode is just something that I feel like is near and dear to my heart because I don't know, so often I feel like I just am not living my life the way that I want to. And that's not the case. That's literally my brain like just lying to me, because I have a job that I love. I have friends and family and so many people that love me and a husband that loves me, and I get to do my hobbies and like all these fun things. But there will be times when I'm like, I don't know, elbows deep in laundry and I'm so behind on dishes, or I haven't like made a home cooked meal and I've just ordered in like 3 days in a row, or I've missed a workout, or I get back from a fun trip and I'm like having that nostalgic feeling that's like, I don't know, your life isn't good enough, you need to go travel again, like that feeling. And when those feelings come and I feel like life isn't good enough, this is the episode that you need to hear during that time, because this episode is all about how to make your life feel like a movie. And this is for everyone, whether you have a budget, whether you don't have a budget, whether you are pinching pennies, or maybe your life is just really terrible and you feel like it's not good in any way. This episode's for you. And I think this episode is also for me in those moments where my brain is kind of just like not telling me the truth and I'm feeling like life isn't all I want it to be. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode. If you're new here, we do these little like book chats at the end of each podcast episode where I'll talk about like what I'm reading and stuff. And also I'll answer your questions. I think you guys left like 5 questions this this week. And every week I leave up a Q&A box on the Love You Most Pod Instagram. So you guys can always, always, always go there and drop in your questions. I leave it up on Monday and usually it'll roll over to Tuesday so you guys can answer them then. And yeah, make sure that you guys go and drop in your questions, because I'll answer every single one, because I don't know, I just love chatting with you guys and it makes this conversation feel very real, like a back and forth versus like me talking to a wall. Also, I want to say thank you guys so much for your reviews. I told you guys last episode that I would read some of your reviews, and I am so seriously going to do that, because I don't know, they mean the world to me. It feels like weird that not only do you guys listen, but you love these episodes so much that you would like leave a comment and like leave something for me to listen to later. You can always go to Apple Podcasts and leave a review there. Or you can go over to Spotify and actually leave like a Q&A box, and you can like leave a question there, or you can leave some kind of like review or comment there. That's literally how people find this podcast. So other than like me sharing it on like Instagram and stuff, there's really no other way for people to find this. So I am just so grateful for you guys. Leanne, 6 days ago, said, "Love this episode so much. It made me feel so comfortable being in my 20s. And that was one of your like reviews that you left. And then someone else left a question, which I'm going to answer that at the end of this episode in the Q&A segment. But thank you, Leanne. That means so much to me. I feel like when I was in my 20s, I felt very alone, like especially early 20s. I felt like no one knew what I was going through. No one was as broke as I was. No one had as little friends as I had. No one was as confused as I was. And I promise all of those feelings that you're feeling, someone else is probably feeling not only the same way, but is feeling like no one else feels like them. So I hope this is a space where you can feel comfortable to come here and just like lay it all out and listen and feel seen and feel a little less alone. That's really why I wanted to create this podcast, and not even just for people in their 20s or early 20s, but for the women like me in their 30s who are like trying to navigate adulthood. I feel like after high school, like literally after age 18, people are like, all right, you're grown, like go forth and do good. And like if you're in college, you're like, well, what the heck am I supposed to do? Like, major in biology? Like, and do what with that? Or major in communications? Like, I don't even know what I'm going to eat for dinner tomorrow. And then if you don't end up going to college, it's such a huge, like, decision to decide what career you want to go into, because you feel like the career you go into has to be the one you stick with forever. And there's just so much pressure on, like, being in your early 20s, and then as you get into your 30s, and like all your friends are buying houses, or your friends are having children, or your friends are doing X, Y, and Z, and like all of our lives look different, but it's easy to compare to those people and feel like if you're not doing those things, that your life isn't worthwhile. So this is for the place. This is the place for all of us to come together and be like, we don't know what's going on. We don't have it figured out. And that is fine. Like, this is hopefully a space where one day we can all like meet up and we can all just be confused together, but we can be like a group of confused besties just figuring out life. And I think that that's honestly the best and most beautiful part of life and just the journey of it, is like figuring it out, because I don't think that we can ever just get to a place where everything's perfect. So let's get into this episode, because I actually said, like, before this started, I was thinking I kind of want to make this a little bit of a shorter episode because last week's was longer, but obviously I'm in a chatty mood. So we're just gonna like roll this out however it ends up like rolling out. But the first thing that you should do to make your life feel like a movie is to read your favorite book while watching the sunrise. And I think that this is a cool thing, because you start your day doing something that you love. And even if it's not reading a book, maybe do like diamond art or do a puzzle or just do something that makes you really happy while you watch the sunrise, because you will start your day with just like a happy, fun feeling because you're doing something that makes you also like happy. Also, another thing to make your life feel like a movie is to light candles in each room of your house. Now, I will say this is an expensive hobby, so I'm not saying do this every single day, but I feel like if you're able to financially do this sometimes, it makes such a huge difference. And maybe you're not able to, like, I don't know, light candles in every room every day, but wearing a perfume at night, I think, gives like the same vibe. Like, you're allowing yourself to experience something that you don't normally do often, and you might only do it for special occasions. Like if friends come over, I feel like I always light a candle in the bathroom. I'll light a candle in the kitchen. I'll light a candle in the living room. I'll light it in every room because like people are over and you want the house to like smell good. But I feel like when you light candles all throughout your room, when it's just you, it allows you to celebrate yourself in like a unique way. And the same thing is with like perfume. So maybe you wear perfume during the day to go to work or go to an event at night or something like that. I feel like wearing perfume to go to bed, which is probably a cheaper option, to be honest, because lighting candles, they burn so fast. But lighting a candle, I do think it gives the same vibe as like wearing perfume at night, like to bed, because when you wear perfume to bed, you're doing it literally for yourself. Like no one else is going to be smelling it. And I will say, like, I have a partner, so obviously like my husband and I, like, we sleep in the same bed and like he probably smells it, but honestly I'm in there with my book. Like he's not really like, you know, smelling my perfume like while I'm like reading. Like, so a lot of the time those things that I'm doing are just for myself, and I feel like it's a very special thing, and it makes you feel like, I don't know, like you're in a movie, like you're, I don't know, giving Gilmore Girls vibes or 13 going on 30 vibes with Jennifer Gardner, where she's like getting all dressed up just for herself. And I think that those are things we should do very often, but we don't do enough. And another thing to make your life feel like a movie is to take a walk at sunset. This will literally make you feel like you are the main character of your life. And don't just like walk at sunset and just like walk and then go home. Like walk and really listen and look and smell and see what's around you. I think so often we can get stuck on just like not paying attention to what's around us. Maybe if someone's out there playing with their kids, you can hear the kids laughing or the birds chirping, or you can smell flowers as you're walking by, or smell like freshly cut grass, or if it's rained recently, you can smell the rain. I think we just like miss a lot of those things so often because we're not paying attention. And whenever you look at people in a movie, there are always those people who are like not doing cartwheels, but they're like flittering and floating through the park. And you know what I mean? Like they're on their little bike with a little bell and they have their little basket and they're just looking around and smiling and waving at their neighbors. And like, we could be those people. I think we just let life get in the way, so we like don't end up making time for that. But like, if you're going to take a walk, take a walk. Like, take a slow, intentional walk and really soak in what's around you. Another way to make your life feel like a movie is to go on a late night drive and blast your music. I think this is a great free way to just like enjoy, I don't know, life. Like in movies, you always see girls or friends, they have their head like stuck out of the top of their car if it like opens at the top, or they have like their arms out or their feet out of their car. And I'm not saying do that because that's probably honestly not that safe, but if you're blasting music and you're driving down the road and you just like feel the breeze in your face, there's something about it that's so magical. I can't even explain it. You literally will feel like life is perfect in that moment. And honestly, it's going to get like cold pretty soon, so you'll probably have to do that like sooner than later. But just take a drive. Like, especially in college, when I think back, Brady and I would literally, like, he would pick me up from the dorms and he would be like, hey, you want to go get Taco Bell? And I'd be like, yeah. We would literally go to Taco Bell, get Taco Bell, drive around. Sometimes we would drive around and like look at houses and be like, ooh, like I want to live in that one, or I want to live in that one. And this literally, we weren't even dating at this time. We were just like, I don't know, just kicking it. And we would drive around and like look at these houses and he'd be like, yeah, that's my house. And I'd be like, no, that's my house. Like, you can't take my house. And like, it was just fun. It was just giggles. It was just easy. And I feel like a lot of the time we feel like things that we do have to be so planned and rigid and have to be so like, I don't know, organized and scheduled, that we can't just like hop in our car, turn on some music and go look at some houses, or go get like a Frites to Freeze or whatever they have at those little like Slurpee drinks at Sonic or not Target or at Taco Bell, and just like go and just do, and just do like nothing that's even planned. Like, just go and like, and it doesn't even have to be like spending money. Take out like going to get your like slushy drink, just like get in the car, go drive, look at some houses, turn up some music, like dance around, be silly. I don't know. I feel like that is one of the best ways to make your life feel like a movie. And maybe the reason why we don't like do a lot of these things that makes our life feel like a movie or makes us feel like a main character is because of consumerism. Because I feel like I'm always pressured to go buy something. So like if I get in my car, I'm like, okay, let's go to Starbucks. Let me get like a coffee, or let me go over to Target and see what they have over there. Or like, let me go here or there. And I always feel like I need to be driving and going somewhere with a destination. But in reality, we can just like, even if you don't want to spend gas, drive to a park and sit in that park and turn on your music and just like listen to it. Like in high school, I used to go and meet up with friends in the Sonic like parking lot. And it would always be a thing like after a game, like after a football game or like whatever, or I don't know, just like random times throughout the week, like Wednesdays or like after youth group or after hanging out at the mall, just like different things that we would do. We would always go and meet up at Sonic and someone would turn on their music. It wouldn't be super loud where it was like annoying, but it would be on. So you kind of had like a background like of noise, and we would just like sit. And sometimes someone would get a drink and sometimes people wouldn't. And we would just like hang out and just have good fun. And I think as adults, we get to a point where we feel like everything we do has to be based on like us spending money, but it doesn't. And I think if you like, I don't know, have some laundry to fold, or you have like, I don't know, some dishes to wash. I'm not saying make your friends wash your dishes, but like invite someone over and just like do those things with them. I think it makes it a little bit more special and makes life feel like a movie. And another way to make your life feel like a movie is to relax outside in nature each day. And I added on each day because I think that so often we will like go weeks, days, months, however long without actually relaxing outside. And I don't mean like getting from your house to your car to go to your job, like going outside. Like I mean actually going and relaxing outside. I think we go a really long time without doing that. And again, I don't mean like going to your kid's baseball game or going to your performance outside or like doing something that's like a scheduled productive-ish activity. I mean just literally going in nature to enjoy nature. I don't think we do that nearly enough. And I don't think that we do it even close to once a day. But I actually like made a goal for myself last fall to go outside in nature every single day and just like relax. And that's why I was saying I wanted to make this episode a little bit shorter, because the sun sets earlier. So I want to go out and like watch the sunset and like read my book. Even if it's only for 10 or 15 minutes, I swear it changes my day. And I swear I feel like I am like just a main character in a movie. I want every time I'm outside, like reading my book and like watching the sunset, I want to like document it in some way, because the feeling I get doing that, I want everyone else to also get that same feeling. And I don't think that we can get the same feelings of relaxation like if we're not getting in nature. I think you can relax. Like, I mean, I can take a long bath, have a spa night, like all things, all of those things are great. But I think I mentioned in a couple episodes back, like watching the sunset literally like gives your body some type of like melatonin or something that like calms your body down. And like, there's just things in nature that like make your body, I don't know, just like relax. Like when you touch grass and you just feel like, wow, this world is so, so big. And like my problems are so, so small. Or when you see like a shooting star, or when you just look up in the sky and just like look around and you see all the birds flying, it's like, it's really not that big of a deal. Whatever I'm worrying about, like it will be fine. I always feel that way when I get outside in nature. But again, I don't do it nearly enough. So I want to encourage you to get outside in nature every single day, even if it's only for 10 minutes. And there was actually one time where I had like a meeting that I had with my manager, and then right after I had a like podcast episode that I was going on. And so we're going to film for that. And I had, I think, 5 minutes in between, or 7 minutes or something. And I kid you not, I went outside, got my blanket, sat on a blanket for 5 minutes and came back in. I think it was like 7 minutes in time. So like I had a minute to go out there, a minute to come back in, and then 5 minutes to sit outside. And that was like 7 minutes total. And it felt weird. I'm gonna be so honest. It felt weird to get my blanket and go and do that for such a short time. My neighbors probably thought I was like, just weird. They're like, what is this girl doing? She just got out here and she's going back inside. But I did it because I got off that call with my management, went outside, and immediately was calm, like immediately was relaxed, immediately was happy. And I feel like so often we just coop ourselves up inside, or just like, I don't know, don't give ourselves enough time in nature that we can't like actually relax in the way that I feel like only nature can relax us. So if maybe you're working in an office setting, or maybe you work at a hospital, take a 5 minute walk around your building, take a 2 minute walk. Literally tell whoever is your charge nurse, or tell your boss or whoever, say like, hey, I'm gonna take a lap. I'm gonna walk outside for a minute. And literally it could be 2 minutes. I kid you not, you'll feel so much better. Another way to make your life feel like a movie is to drink everything from a wine glass. And I know this feels or sounds weird probably, especially coming from someone who like isn't drinking as much as they used to, like alcoholic wise, but when you drink from a wine glass, there's something in your brain that just makes it feel really special. And I've started obviously drinking mocktails in wine glasses, but I also drink my coffee sometimes in wine glasses. I add in some ice, and sometimes I'll put Olipop in there, which is like a sparkling soda, or just put in like a, I don't know, water or something. Like it just makes the drink feel a little bit more special, and it feels like the day is just a little bit more fun, and you'll feel like you're in a movie. Another way to make your life feel like a movie is to dance around while you're getting ready for the day. Now, this feels weird. It does feel weird. Like when you're dancing, it's like, okay, all right, this is a little cringe. But like, for who? Like, why are you cringing about it? You know, like no one's watching you. And I feel like so often, especially as adults, we feel like we can't be silly. Or we feel like we can't be silly unless other people are being silly with us. There's like something weird in our brain, I think, that once we get to adulthood, like we just cut out the silliness. And I think we need to add more of that back in. And I think adding that in makes life feel like a movie, and it makes it just feel fun. When you see those main characters in movies and like, they're getting ready for the day and they're like getting their dresses and they're always dancing or singing or something. And like, it turns into a musical, and like, we just think it's so cute and quaint, but like, we could literally do that. Like you could wake up, get ready for your workday with music. Like you could turn it up super loud, turn on your favorite songs, dance around. You could do a freaking cartwheel in your front room. Like no one is stopping you from doing that. I just think like we stop ourselves because we feel like it will look weird or feel weird, but no one's watching. And if they are, like if you have a dorm, you know, roommate or whatever, and you live in a dorm in college, or maybe you like live with a partner or you live at home, like who cares if they're like, why are you dancing to get ready for work? Just be like, because I want to. Like it's your life, you know? So I feel like as adults, we don't add in enough like silliness and fun. And I think we definitely should do that more, and that'll make our life feel more like a movie. Another way to make your life feel like a movie is to buy yourself flowers. And even if you don't go to the store to buy flowers, because I've really been trying to, as I share like these tips, make them affordable for everyone. If you don't buy yourself flowers, maybe go pick some flowers. Like, I love the like little nature like walk memorial garden area. I don't even remember the name. I think it's called Abraham Lincoln Memorial Gardens. It's like a very long name, but it's like a nature walk area in my hometown, and I love it because you can go in and there are flowers, there's all kinds of things, and like, go and make yourself a bouquet. I mean, unless there's a sign that says like, don't do it, then don't do that. But like, grab flowers that are like weeds off the side of the road. Like, some flowers literally look like weeds, or some weeds look like flowers. Go and do that and bring it home. Like, I just think that that is so fun, and it makes life feel like a movie. Make a little fun arrangement. And the last way to make your life feel like a movie is to take yourself on a solo date. And you guys know I'm the queen of encouraging you to go on solo dates, but if you haven't gone on one this month or ever, please, please, please go do it. And I think the easiest way to go on a solo date is to get your meal for either lunch or dinner, whatever like works best for you. Maybe dinner, because I feel like lunch would be short unless it's like a weekend, but get something that you would normally just eat inside. Get a blanket, get a pillow, drive over to a park and go and sit by some water in the grass or whatever. Bring a puzzle, bring a book, bring something you enjoy, and make that into a date with yourself. And I think that's the best way to start with solo dates, because sometimes they can feel daunting. Like, when I say solo dates, sometimes people are like, whoa, I don't want to go to a movie by myself, or whoa, I don't want to go to a coffee shop by myself. But I feel like you have to start small and start where you feel comfortable. And I feel like most people feel comfortable going to a park. So try that. Try something that like feels very low pressure. And maybe you don't want to bring a blanket and like an activity. Maybe go to the park and just swing. Just go and do something that like makes you feel comfortable. And I promise, the more solo dates you go on with yourself, the more life will feel like a movie, the more you'll realize that you don't need to rely on other people to bring joy into your life, the more you'll realize that life is fun, and like, you can bring fun into your life, and like, you don't have to wait on other people to do it for you. And it's just such a great feeling. So let's get into the little book segment. And it's going to be a short one because you guys didn't ask any bookish questions, but make sure that you guys are asking those either in the Love You Most Pod Instagram little like question box every Monday on the stories, or you guys can ask in the Q&A section on Spotify, whatever works for you. But I have been reading dark romances, which is wild for me because you guys know I love my happy, fluffy, easy reads. And I've actually been like filming it, so it's going to be on YouTube soon. I'm actually sharing videos every single day on YouTube right now. They're all book related because you guys know I love me some BookTube, and there's a lot. Like, every single day for the entire month of October, it's like called BookTober if you guys aren't familiar. So you can see like book shopping vlogs, and you can see videos recommending small town romances. You can see Amazon hauls with books and like lots of bookish things. I also am just really excited because I feel like in fall, it's the perfect time to like try to read new genres. So I want to read more thrillers this month, but I've just stepped into the dark romance era and it is wild. Right now I'm reading Still Beating by Jennifer Hartman. That book is not for the weak. Like, I don't know if I like the genre like at all. Like, I will report back next week, but right now I'm honestly scared and shook. But I've been trying to read new things because I don't really know what I don't like until I read something. So you guys know I love romance, but there's so many different types of romance, like mafia romance and dark romance and happy fluffy romances, which is like what I normally read, is the happy fluffy stuff. So I've been trying to just branch out a tad, but again, as I branch out, I'm like, maybe I should go back to what I love. We'll see. I will update you guys next week. But the questions you guys asked, you said, how do you keep a healthy relationship with social media, especially being an influencer? I'm struggling with creating a healthy relationship and being intentional. This is a hard question because I think that social media is so great, but especially for someone who creates for a career, it can become all-consuming. And I think the biggest thing that helps me is to really put boundaries around like those things. I don't really scroll like at all. And I do know some creators who like make content, they do like scroll for fun because they like to think of ideas and they like to get inspired. But personally, like, I'm already on those apps enough. I do not need to be on there more. So I will like post. I post on TikTok between 1 to 3 times a day, and I'll post and ghost. Like, not post and ghost without like answering comments. I try to answer every single comment, but I'll like post and leave it up and like go do something else. Same with on Instagram. I'm on stories every single day and I post on my feed every single day at least once. And obviously there's a podcast every single week. And then on YouTube, right now I'm posting every day, but normally I'm posting 3 times a week. And I will literally post, respond to everyone's comments, and just like, bye, I'm gone. Because it's so easy to let work consume you. And I want to say this, even for people who don't work in social media, in any job, we can just take that on as a part of who we are. But it's literally not. Like, your job is your job, and it's there. Even if you're passionate about it and you love it, it is there as a way to like have fun, be creative, bring in income, and like it is not you. Because the minute that you take on your job as a part of your identity, if that's gone, your identity is also gone. So I've really worked very, very hard to make sure that I'm not like basing my identity off of my own career. So for anyone who works in maybe nursing or teaching or just, I don't know, any career that can sometimes feel very all consuming, make sure that you're taking time away from those careers and setting boundaries, because your boss will forever want you to work overtime. They will forever be like, hey, can you do this little thing on a Saturday? It'll only take an hour or two or three or six or seven. And then eventually there goes your weekend or there goes your night. And so you have to create boundaries. And another question that you guys have asked some really good questions. Another question that you guys asked is any podcast recommendations other than mine, of course. You said other than yours, of course. And honestly, I don't listen to podcasts a ton because I just don't really have a ton of time. But I've been listening to But You Haven't Seen My Bookshelf by Heather McLary, who she shares like lots of book recs. Love her book recs so much. And she talks about books a lot on there. I also love Too Smart for This with Alex Barber. She talks a ton about business and strategy. And she brings on a ton of like, I don't know, people who are great for just like, I don't know, building your business or like learning how to be better at your business. Middle Ground Podcast is also a great podcast that I think you guys would also love if you like my type of content, because they're very positive and they're always these two girls and they're always just like in the best mood. And I don't know, I think I like content and like podcasts that are really like uplifting. Also, Not Your Typical Podcast with Caitlin Nolan is a great podcast that's super similar to this one. She shares like mindset, motivation, and fitness advice, and she just kind of feels like a best friend. And the other podcast that's like very bookish that I listen to is Bookmarked with Sarah and Dez. And they talk about, again, books, and I've really been in a big bookish mood. So those are pretty much all the ones I've really been listening to, but sometimes I'll shuffle through like other random ones. So if you want like a full list, ask another question in the Q&A and I'll share more. Another question you guys asked was, if you could go to college again, what major would you pick? I think I'd still pick the same one. I was an English major. I really enjoyed it, but I do think that I would have stuck with my sociology minor. I didn't end up like finishing through with that one. So I'd probably do that. Granted, I didn't like graduate from college regardless. So I feel like I learned a lot, but like I didn't graduate anyway. And so I do think that I would go back and do college again, but I think that maybe I wouldn't go to a liberal arts college because you have to take a ton of classes that don't pertain to your major, which was like very difficult. Another question you guys asked was, what do I do to begin to make my life intentional? Is it hobbies, journaling, or wait until I'm all right? You can never wait until life is perfect to start to be intentional. And I think the very first thing you can do to be intentional with yourself is to go on solo dates. I think that's a very easy thing to do because one, it builds confidence in yourself. You will learn that you don't need other people to make you happy, that you can do it on your own. And two, which is the biggest thing, I think it will bring joy into your life, which I feel like when times are hard, you just don't have enough of that. And the last question you guys asked is, can we get more in-depth love story of you and Brady? And if you guys want that, let me know. And I'll do like a whole like big section of the episode about like me and Brady and how we met and stuff. But that is all. I hope you guys love this episode. I love you most, more than you know. Well, more than anyone you know, but maybe not. But I love you a lot. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye, guys.